Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. Welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And today in the conversation, sorry folks, but there's not going to be a gun control debate because there doesn't need to be one. A CBS vice president, top attorney, has been fired after making comments that, hey, why should we care about these victims that were killed in Vegas? Yeah, they're all Republicans. 59 have been dead and over 500 injured after shooting at a Jason Aldean concert. Something he said that just makes, he's a genius. I wish most people could see this. Really, his wife is a, the suspect's wife is a, how would you say, like a person of interest, but they don't really... That's about as far as it's gone. Other than that, there's no real motive. Supposedly, the UK Daily Mail has said that they actually have video of him shoot, like, with, like, all these cameras, whether it's true or not. And that has not been verified. I want to get into that. Also, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 and NASDAQ are still climbing, going through the roof. Like I told the guy at work today, I said, are you looking for a house? He goes, man, I can't afford a bleeping house. I said, well, O.J. Simpson can. He's been in prison how long, and now he's out. And I guess because of the pensions, he has NFL pensions coming to him and owed to him, so like no one can go after it because it's legally his. As you, most of you have heard over the weekend, over Monday and stuff, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we have lost a living legend, Tom Petty. I'm going to get into him. Well, what he meant to so many people. And so much more. So welcome to the conversation, well, that you're a part of, folks. It's just been, I want to get into this, Proverbs 17:28. Even fools are thought wise when they kept silent. With their mouth shut, they seem intelligent. Even fools are thought wise when they keep silent. With their mouth shut, they seem intelligent. And, you know, Democrats would fit that category. If they kept their mouth shut, they might seem intelligent. Maybe. I don't know. I was out at Fort Vietnam for the 50th anniversary of the Feast of the Hunter's Moon. A celebration, you know, that celebrates the history and the culture and Fort Vietnam that was in my home region where I'm from. And I've been going into it forever. And it was 3 years ago where I engaged with my wife there. And it's always been special to me. And now it has a special meaning for her. And as if you don't know, the ring I got for the engagement has a diamond, which represents God, and then it has / Jesus, and it has her birthstones on one side, my birthstones on the other. Because it's not just about me, it's about us and coming together. And I just didn't give me a ring. I said, you know, I put lots of thought and effort into it. And I'm like, well, how do we go forward with this? What do we do? And I'm like, let's do it. It means a lot to me. It's a special part. It's a huge thing in my hometown. And I mean, there is a raging debate on, is it actually the 50th anniversary? Is it the 49th? Well, some of these events that happened way back in the beginning that were only one day long, was that really a feast? And does that actually count towards the number of them? And, you know, it was the 50th to me, and it was a good time. And, you know, when you're out there, you're going back in time, you know, so you're in period costume and everything, and you're literally like writing telegrams because cell phones, you can't get hardly any signal out there. So you're like writing something down, and it's just crazy when you get messages back and forth, and that's how you communicate a lot. Your cell phones don't work that well. I mean, they do work somewhat, but not well, you know. So, and when you get messages and things that happen and things that come up and, you know, did this happen? Did that happen? When did this happen? And you're going through and you're like, okay, you know, and when we heard about the shooting in Vegas, we were getting vague messages. And it's just like, what do we do? Where do we go? And what's true and what's not? And when you find out that at a Jason Aldean concert, you know, a guy's just shooting and banging and blowing people away, and it's just like, where in the heck did this come from? And you're at a loss, and you're like, well, what do we do? How do we even begin? Where do we start? And, you know, I can't even imagine what these families are going through, you know, and this sums it up the best, because he's going to be affected for a long time. Jason Aldean, he's canceled his concerts, you know, in memory of all the people, and he said this. At the end of the day, and I've said this a lot, we're not Republicans or Democrats, white or black, women or men. We are all humans and we are all Americans, and it's time to start acting like it and stand together as one. And that is so true. Because now there's, no, see, we're not standing up for the national anthem because of what Trump told us, and da 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 da. Oh, crap. It's time to not be American. Well, actually, we are Americans, but not be Democrats, Republicans, white, blacks, Indians, Native Americans, whatever, you know, white, brown, black, whatever. We're human beings. We're all Americans. It's time to stand up and want as one. If you got to grieve for something, do something to change it. A national anthem is not a time, you're not changing anything. Nothing has been magically changed. Nothing has changed since Kaepernick took a knee. How did that didn't solve anything. We need to stand together as one and unite to do something. When you want to know, there's 7-8 hour waits at blood banks. Thursday, I think there's one locally. I'm going to call a buddy of mine who's a DJ at a radio station at BSK, Randy Jones. I want to get a hold of him because I think there's one Thursday near in a nearby town that I want to go and I want to donate. I have AB positive blood, and out of 100 people, if you don't know, about 2 to 3 people will have my blood out of 100. 3 people in a good batch of 100. I have very rare blood, so. And I recommend all my listeners to go out there and donate, please. It's, you know, we need to come together. 9/11 shouldn't bring us together. You shouldn't be running out. Okay, 9/11 happened. Let's, okay, where's the American flags? We should stand together as one always. You know, we need to stand together. But I don't think it's ever going to happen. As long as you have people that try to divide us. And it's sad. I mean, 59 dead and over 400 injured. And there were Marines and Army people that were trained, that were helping, and everyone came together. So it's just one of those things that happens, that we need to come together. Like my wife, my producer, she's going to come over for a second. You know, we're coming together right now and holding hands and being together. And it shouldn't take 500 people getting injured and 59 people dying to look after our friends and our neighbors. Why do we have to have a catastrophe like a Katrina or a hurricane for people to help someone? You see someone struggling, help them. Be there for them. Take, you know, you're not going to. And I'll say it like this, so people understand. Okay, the reason why there's no gun debate here, illegal drugs. What the effing good is any drug law? All these Democrats are trying to shove, we need to have gun debate. We need to have bull crap. If you ever heard of solitary confinement? Solitary confinement is where a prisoner is locked in a cell for 23 hours a day, and if he's lucky, for 1 hour a day, he goes into a confined room, usually with a basketball and a hoop, and he shoots. And that's all the exercise he gets out of that little 3x5 cell. In those cells, they found cocaine, heroin, PCP, methamphetamine, crystal, you name it. They can take stuff, liquefy it down, put it in the spray bottle, spray it on a card. Here's a birthday card for you. Guess what? Eat that piece of that card. You got the drug in you. If illegal drugs can be found anywhere, even in solitary confinement, you're not going to ban, you're not going to solve anything by banning anything. It's never going to happen. You know, the family of the gunman, they don't really know why he did what he did, why he did what he did. They don't have any clue. All they know is like $10,000 recently he had sent overseas. So, right now, we're at a loss. It's hard. Okay, he shot all these people and killed himself. And we have, and what you try to do as an FBI investigator, because I have some friends that are police officers and I get some help, and what is the mindset? And they tried to get into the head of this guy, and what was he thinking? Why would he just, I'm just going to off all these people? And I guess his wife is a person of interest. So we'll have to just wait and see how this plays out. And we may never know, because he killed himself, why he did what he did. Is there any, is the UK Daily Mail correct? Is there lots of cameras that he used to film this? Did he say anything when he was doing that? Is there our videos? We don't know if there's any cameras that he used. There's talk about, okay, should you have luggage checked before you go into a hotel? I mean, should they go through your luggage to make sure that you don't got any, you know, bombs or anything? That's the debate, you know. And it's sad. Because some dude has a hair up his butt. And for some reason, a reason we'll probably never know. Off people. All I could think of is he wanted to be some sort of sick celebrity. When I do this, I'm going to be like a psycho hero. I'm going to be a hero in my sick and twisted mind because I'm going to be on all kinds of TV. Just keep all the people that have been affected personally that were at the show in your hearts and minds. I mean, this is even sick. There is a teacher that said, lots of white Trump supporters in Vegas at Route 21 watching Jason Aldean. Pray only Trump bastards die. Trump tards. I have liberal friends that denounce what this lady is saying. Yep. Oh, yeah, since they're Trump supporters, we need to be cheering this. You know, hopefully there were all Trump supporters in there, and that guy maybe could have gotten about. I mean, we just got to keep praying that they all die because they're Trump supporters. That is sick. Now, of course, it's probably going to get edited somehow. And they're going, see, this guy is wanting Trump supporters to die. It's not the case. It's just sickening to think that people are actually like, oh, well, since they were Trump supporters and Democrats, you know, what the heck? Makes you want to throw up. Makes you... what are people thinking? At the end of the day, we're all humans. We're all human beings, folks. Wow. I'm giving you time maybe to think. Maybe one of you might know why someone would sit there and, oh, yeah, well, you know, if it was a Hillary Clinton supporter, you know, how dare that? But, you know, it's a Trump supporter. Okay, yeah, he can die. That's fine. I support that. And the investigation from what one of my friends told me is basically now they're just trying to get into the mind of the killer and figure, because he's already dead. It's not like they can, okay, where is he? You know, try to get into the mind, try to figure out why he did what he did. And I do want to get into some good news. Out of Colorado, they believe that they have found Libby and Abby's killer. They believe they have him. When you look at a photo of him and the sketch, it matches up almost perfectly, minus he's like shaven. And I guess they've got DNA, so, and he's a sex offender and is registered. So the Libby and Abby killer, the Delphi killer. Okay. You know, the two girls from Delphi. I guess he's a sex offender and they got his DNA on file and they can match it to possible DNA on the girls. And if it matches... Are they trying to? They've got it. They just got to take the DNA from his registry as a sex offender and match it. And if it matches, they're 99% sure he's it. So... we may have some closure there, so that's kind of a good thing. And where do you go forward with that? How do you move on? You know, how do we go as a nation? You know, with like maybe an Abby are gone. These 59 people are dead and many are injured. You know, we gotta unite and stand as one. It's not one thing. It's not like, okay, well, all you have to do is ban guns. It's done. All you have to do is this. No. It's not one issue. It's not one thing. The only thing I could suggest is try not to make the... It's like they, like, I don't know if they're, if they feel like they're twisted in their head, like, hey, if I get on TV and all this stuff, I'll be like a psycho celebrity. I don't know. It's just going to be interesting to see, you know. It's just good that at least in one of the cases, Libby and Abby, we think we have the killer. It won't bring them back, but maybe it will bring some closure to the family. I work with a good friend, and her husband was my sales representative with Cisco, and we're just talking about old times and stuff, and how we've been, and what's going on, because we're in the process of getting a new dietitian and all that stuff, and in the process, she's doing that, and she goes, Jeff Mincy just sent me a text. I'm like, yeah? Tom Petty died. I'm like, okay, I can't wait to get on Snoops or one of those, because Tommy Chong got so many times they said he had died, and he finally came out on his Twitter account smoking a big fat joint in the video going, I'm tired of all this crap, you mother bleepers, I'm not dead. Because so many people were doing all these fake news things that he had died. And I'm like, oh, it's just one of these things. And when I went and it said, CBS said, yes, he had died, I'm like, I just got a kick in the gut. I'm like, and I guess he went into cardiac, arrest, and when he was taken to the hospital, he had a do not resuscitate order, and they took him off life support and be all end all. And the thing that makes me, I've never understood a do not resuscitate thing, because I've known people that they went in to get stitches and something happened and they could have been revived so easily. I mean, they would have lived 100%. All they did, nope, and they have a do not, nope, we got to let them die. We can't do anything. Even though they know they can save them. And you wonder, because I bet you $100 you could probably revive them. They wouldn't even know what happened. To me, that's hard. I'd be like, I couldn't do that. I'm sorry. If I can save a life, I'm going to save a life. If it's 100% guarantee, he will come to life. Nope, he's got to let him die. You know, because to me, if it's like there's a 1% chance he's going to live, okay, that's different. But when it could be a 99% chance he would live, or 100% chance, he was one of those artists that I got through my life through. You know, he helped me through a lot of my life. You know, he told me in 1979, even losers get lucky sometimes. And it just made me, I'm not a loser. Don't get me wrong. No, but that song resonated with so many people who were like the nerdy people that were like the, maybe didn't think they were the popular kid. That didn't think that, oh, I don't fit in. I'm not gonna, you know, I don't, what am I doing? And then when I get later in life, I'm like, man, you should, if you would have asked me out, I would have went out with you in a heartbeat. Huh? I thought you were like the most popular. Well, so you were like a great guy. What the heck? You know, you didn't. And I guess it's not till later on that people realize, like, wow. Like, how, because I'll look at my wife and I think she's an amazing person. She won't think that. She might, oh, no, you know, but, and vice versa, you know. We all have the things where, like, my wife thinks I'm amazing. But I don't see that. I just do what I do. You know, when I have people that I went to school with, like, man, you were a great guy. You were just this, I mean, you did you not see? I guess it's sort of like the movie Nerds, Revenge of the Nerds, when this guy was, they were doing a preview of the show, and he goes, why didn't you guys roll this thing out big? Did you not realize the movie you have here? This is incredible. And by the time they tried to roll it out, but they couldn't get stuff out in time, and they still haven't made money. How it is. That's, you know, we all kind of have that belief that, like, hey, we're all kind of like, I mean, some of us. I mean, there are some people that are super ultra mega prideful, like, I'm the best, me. But, you know, a lot of us sit there and say, well, it was nearly summer and we sat on your roof. Yeah, we smoked cigarettes and we stared at the moon. And I stared at the stars you never could see. Maybe it couldn't have been that easy to forget about me. Because there's a DVD I got my boss, my old boss, I got him a DVD. And I'm like, this is Tom Payne Heartbreakers. And showed it to my friend. He goes, yeah, I think this is the one where he plays Even the Losers acoustically and screws it up. And yeah, I think that guy, the producer, is looking at me very funny right now. Baby, Even the Losers, you get lucky sometimes. And it was, and my boss already had it, so I got it. So I got it, because I love Tom Petty. Me and him went to a concert in Peoria, Illinois, from Lafayette, Indiana. Wrote a menu on the way there and the way back. He was magical, because I could say something, he could say something. And by the time we're done, the menu would be like, okay, he would think up a dish, and I'd think up a dish. And by the time we plated it, it was almost identical, what I did and what he would do if we made them separately. You make up this dish, I'll make up this dish, and we'll see what, you know. But, like, I could relate to his music. Music, for me, has always been a way of, when no one else understood me, Tom Petty understood me. The Grateful Dead understood me big time. You know? Rush understood me. You know, if my words did glow with the cold, the sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harps, the Dead understood me. I got it. I'm like, yes, I get. And that's what I always, for me, music was always a way of, when no one else understood me, I could put on Elton John and I knew I was still standing. It's one of those things that so many people don't get. You know, now you're putting an album and I'm like, what does that mean? Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. What? How is that going to help you through a breakup in your relationship? No. When you got to have, when you have issues with relationships or breakups or this or that, you know, you're going to be turned into Traveling Wilburys or Tom Petty or Styx or, babe, I'm leaving. Must be on my way. You know, I'm glad I grew up in the generation I did, when the music made sense, when you could relate, when it was like country music. You know, you can play some of that 70s soft rock backwards and you'll get the wife back and you'll get the kids back and you'll, everything will work out, you know. Like Barry Manilow said, my songs will last forever because long songs never die. And he's right. It's just one of those things that, for me, I always related to music. When lots of people didn't understand me, well, hey, music did. And just kicking the gut and, you know, I've been listening to Tom Petty a little bit more than normal just because he's amazing to begin with. But then, it's one of those things that, you know, it just kind of makes you wake up and realize, hey, I'm on two legs. I'm live on two legs, you know, I'm alive. I thank God every day, you know, and Tom Petty makes me realize that I don't take my parents for granted. I don't take my wife for granted. Yeah. My producer slash wife. You know, I don't take for granted the time I got to see Dimitar Berbatov play with Manchester United in Chicago. He didn't score a goal, but cool. See the Bulgarian star. You know, don't take life for granted. It's like hard to believe it's like the 50th feast already. That happened. I told a friend at work, and I think I said this in the beginning, I'm like, you buying a house? Man, I can't afford a freaking house. I said, well, O.J. Simpson can. I guess they can't come after any, because since it's his pension, like if you have a pension, like if I have my own pension, my you know, family can't come after it in that. Like, I guess if there was ever a civil litigation, it's part of O.J. Simpson's NFL pension. They can't take it, touch it. So O.J. Simpson's out looking for a house in Vegas, and I guess the Attorney General of Florida wants to stop at nothing to make sure he cannot move back there. You know, and then his attorney's like, come on, folks. You know, let him, you know, like, grow up. Let him live his life. You know, like, he didn't do anything wrong. There's a personal photo of Bob Costas, and on one side it has Bruce Jenner, and one side it has O.J. Simpson. It goes, folks, you will not believe what the future has in store for these two. Oh, I mean, I guess this guy's dead now, but O.J. Simpson supposedly in prison told one guy the truth if he did murder them or not. And other than that, I guess it's never going to... But, I mean, even if he came out and said, hey, yeah, I chopped him up. I murdered him. Yipper. They can't do anything because the case went to court and he won. He was acquitted. If the glove does not fit, you must acquit. That's O.J. I still remember because I was at Purdue University and I was interviewed for the Purdue paper when they had that big O.J. Simpson verdict. And I'm like, I think he's guilty, but that's just on what I see. There's no other witnesses. There's no other evidence coming forth showcasing that it could have been anybody else. But I haven't heard the hours of testimony. There was a guy that said, oh, I believed he did it. I thought he should fry in the electric chair, but in our court system, they didn't show me anything that would prove it. It'd be like saying, okay, it'd be like doing a mock trial and saying, okay, you are a serial killer. Not in real life, but I'm a serial killer just for this experiment. And none of the evidence proves that I murdered this person, even though the jury knows that I'm a multiple killer. I've killed like 50 people. But this case, they believe I killed him, but if the evidence isn't, he's a serial killer, so I believe he did it, but since they couldn't prove it, nope. The jury goes, I know he did it, but they didn't give me the evidence to prove it, so I had to say, not guilty. I honestly believe if you think he was guilty, then you did it based on what you believe, not what the evidence showed. And since the glove did not fit, you must acquit. You know, so he's out house shopping in Vegas. I don't know. And I would hate to know what his pension is from the NFL. He's probably going to be sitting pretty for a while we all struggle with 50 jobs. See, but Trump understands what we're going through. No, he doesn't. He wants to help us. See, this is what I told someone at work. He's like, Trump's not my president. I said, I support him. He is. You actually support that? I had all this stuff. I'm like, well, I'll put it like this. If you don't know, Trump has supported lots of liberal things for a long time. I think what really has happened, and this is what I believe, that Trump supported all this stuff. And all this liberal stuff he supported hurt his business. And he's like, well, I don't have to wonder if this stuff is working or not. It's hurting my business. It's affecting my business. I'm a businessman. It doesn't work, and I know it doesn't work because it's affecting my business. And since it's affecting his business, guess what? He's abandoning ship. Well, let's try 180 degrees. If I'm getting screwed this way, let's go 180 degrees and see what happens. We're not finding a town this way. Let's turn around and go back the other direction and see if we find a town. And if not, we'll go 90 degrees one way. And if that don't work, we'll go 90 degrees back and then another 90 degrees and do a 180. And we'll try the other direction. Obviously, the direction we're going in, we're not finding the town. Trump is seeing his business falter under these Democratic policies, and he wants change. Oh, yeah, he's just trying to, he's just trying to cash in on his company. Well, you show me where this legislation he's going to pass has provisions that only help his company, that only affect his company, to where the tax laws and the taxes don't change for anybody but his buddies and his company. Remember, folks, when Obama won the president, people were chanting USA, USA. No, they weren't. They were chanting Obama, Obama. We're chanting USA because it's about us. We're chanting us. USA. It's not about a person. It's about a nation. He wants to pass legislation to help us. So I'm not working. Because if you think Obama was so great, remember, there was a time in this country when one person could provide for a family of four. One income. Not my wife working 60 hours a week, me working 90 hours every 2 weeks and doing a radio show and just... But hey, it's all good. Don't worry. Don't worry. Supporting the machine. Keep supporting the agenda. Pretty soon you're going to have to work five jobs just to make a buck. Pretty soon you're not even going to have a paycheck to tax. See, we're going to allow you to actually, because the average 40-hour-a-week worker does not make enough money to pay the taxes. So right now, you're going to have to, you know, if you make under $12 an hour, you're going to owe more in taxes than you make. So you're going to get a bill every paycheck. Oh, and if you don't work, you're going to have to pay that. So, like, if you have a $12 an hour job, you're going to owe about $300 every 2 weeks. So, $600 a month, you're going to owe in taxes because you didn't earn enough because taxes have gone up so much. But see, that's if you work. If you don't work, it's going to be about three times that. So you're going to take like $1,800 a month you'd have to pay. You don't work in taxes. You know. No, I want to be able to work and come home with money in my pocket. You know, I'm so tired of, you know, Democrats want $5 to buy a $1.99 hamburger. You know, the country's in trouble. And that's Republicans, too. Like the photo I put on my Facebook page has John McCain waving, going, I got my health care. Good luck getting yours. I'm covered. Good good luck with dealing with all the bullshit regulation I'm passing, because guess what, folks? I'm exempt. Pardon me on that one. That's truly how I feel. Have a great time trying to fuddle your way through all the red tape, because I'm exempt. I told that to someone one time, I said, well, this is a problem. It's not a Republican or Democrat issue. It's a issue of Democrats sit there and Republicans, everyone in government sits there and goes, guess what, folks? Have fun dealing with all the red tape and all that crap and getting through all that. I'm exempt. Here's our 4 million page tax code. Good luck. Why can't they simplify it? Okay, you pay 10% across the board, whatever you make. That way you all pay the same. If you make this much, you pay 10%. You make this much, you pay 10%. That probably don't happen. That'd be too simple. But hey, why do we want to have simplicity in this country? I mean, as I move on really quickly, the House passes a 20-week abortion ban with Trump White House support. Now, it's going to have a very uphill battle in the Senate. I probably won't pass the Senate, but, you know, it's about time that we do something. I mean, if you support abortion, just think, hey, if you would, you're alive because you didn't have abortion. No. The measure passed with a 237 to 189 vote. Pretty much one party line. But it's one of these things that it's going to be an uphill battle passing it to the Senate. And I'll keep you updated as it goes through the Senate and what happens. But it's just one of those things that when you look at it, it's nice to see legislation happening. Not, I'm going to pass whatever I want. I got a pen. Because even though Trump's doing it with stuff I support, it's only a matter of time before someone does stuff like Obama that does that in ways and does past things that I'm against. That's just kind of how this world works, you know, when you look at everything and it just makes you think about life. And when you know, like John Ritchie's a country singer that was in a bar in Vegas and there was an off-duty cop that was unarmed and he goes, this guy knows what he's doing. He's an officer. He's trained. Gave him his conceal and carry and the rest is history. You know, he did some good out of it. And that's what you got to do, you know, give the best to the best. This nation was founded on the best in doing and innovation. And, you know, I'm one of those people that, I'm going to give a little plug here. I'm a guy that was always in the belief of, you know, question stuff. You know, I still remember when we were in high school and we went to this like hospital in Indianapolis and, you know, they do all the stuff about like, drugs are bad, you know, like a Mr. Mackey kind of presentation. And my buddy goes, is that joint real? And she goes, no. Dang. So I didn't buy all the crap of, you know, if you smoke a joint, it's worth like a carton of cigarettes or something. Some bull crap lie, which, oh, we don't have, I'm not a doctor nor are you, and we don't really know the benefits if marijuana is safe at all. We have no idea. Okay there, Al Gore. I just wanted to raise my hand with it. How come in high school, if you say you don't know anything, how come when I was in high school, they said, oh, it's bad. It's like very dangerous and all this stuff. Oh, you have no scientific data to prove how safe it is, but you say it's this or that, or, you know, it's one joint is like a million cigarettes. It's that bad, but you don't have any scientific data to prove it has medical value, but somehow you have scientific data just to prove it's unsafe and it's not good and all this stuff. But I was always questioning everything. I was someone that I grew up, I believed the razor lie, as I call it, because I was one of the people, I want to have 75 blades. Okay, I can't wait because, hey, if I buy more, if I buy this, they're going to have like 10 blades, and I'm going to wish I would have spent my money and saved it and got the 25 blade razor with the laser 3.5 laser system and, you know, all this stuff. And they may, oh, I thought it was SNL, but it was Mad TV. And they did this guy like, well, yeah, the street blade cartridge razor. I shaved twice and I still don't look like I'm a first class person. Well, you need the, like the 20 blade razor, and the first layer gets the hair, the second layer gets the hair again before it bounces back, and the third blade gets the first layer of skin, then the next one gets like the sixth layers of skin and takes the hair follicle out and all this stuff, and it's hilarious, cause I always thought that way. And then I was watching all these videos on, like, I watched this video on, like, how it's made. I'm like, they still make the straight blade razors? Holy. Because I've reenacted, and they sometimes have them at reenactment events where they make them, where they do, like, replicas. Like, this is something you would have, this is a replica of, like, an 1840s straight blade and what you would have shaved with. And, you know, so I understood that, you know, but I didn't know people still did it. And I sat there, and I'm, like, going through stuff. And I do this show, you know, because I like people that think outside the box, and a guy was an electrician, and everything was not going his way, and that downturn in the economy, and wasn't getting work, and, you know, renting a house instead of owning a house, and all this, and he goes, you're a good friend, here's a wet shaving kit as a going away present. And if you don't know what shaving is a generic term for, like, what most people use with safety razors or straight razors. You can technically call cartridge shaving wet shaving, you know, where you lather up, and you can use like pre-lather, like the pre-oils and the lather and the brush, and he put, I'll send you a link to a video, and did a YouTube video of himself. You know, that's what you want to do, and thank you, have a great shave, have a great day. And it's Geo5Boy from Shave Nation, and went back there kind of as a joke, like 3 weeks later, to see what's going on with this video. And I think I talked about this a week ago. And turned out he had like 1,000 views, and the rest is history. Now he has a huge website. And it is so much easier shaving with a safety razor with like one blade or a shavette. You know, I'm not perfect with the shavette. I nick myself now and again, because I'm still learning, because it's a learning curve to use a shavette, because you got to get the skin taut. But it's a, you know. And then the problem I've had with a lot of the shave, with my shavette, is if I don't, because sometimes I think the blades are not right, because I'll have the skin taut and this and that, and it'll still, and when I talk to a lady at Art of Shaving, she's like, what you're telling me, it looks like it may have been a bad blade. So, and that happens, but, you know, it works. I love using, like, the, but I nick myself only a couple times, only, like, twice or three times when I've been learning the straight razor shave with the shavette. If you don't know, a shavette's where you take a safety razor and you break the double-edged blade in two, and you put it in, and it's like a straight razor that way. They use it in a lot of places now where you can't have a straight razor because of sanitary reasons. So you can put in a new blade and sterile on. But I use straight blades, you know, and because someone asked me, kind of like I do darts, and people ask me, well, how do you throw darts? And I'm like, well, take 100 people and everyone's going to throw it differently, and there's not one right way. Same thing with shaving. I mean, you could take like a Gillette 7 o'clock blades. You can take Astra blades. You can take Big Ben. You can take Feather blades. You can take, I mean, name your blade. You know, Bic Chrome, Dorco blades. Name a blade. You know, like the 7 a.m. high platinum blades. Pick one. Astras, whatever, you know, I've named a ton of them. Whatever works for you may not work for someone else. So, you know, just kind of, but it's a great site. It's a great company. And I've used them. If I plug someone on this show, I don't get a dime from them. I do it because they're what I support about them. They're what this show is about people that not, no, someone's paying for my kid. No, get off your butt and work for it. Me and my wife bust our ass. I work my last 2 weeks is 92 hours on my paycheck. We're so shorthanded right now. I'm working like 7 days a week almost. I'm working 6 days a week. You know, where's the money coming? How am I paying my bills? You know, and it's about people that want to do more and turn the table. You know, he could have just sat in the corner and said, I guess I'm not going to be able to pay. I guess we're going to have to just rent from this house, and I'm going to have to figure out what I pay first. No, he did something about it. You know? And I love talking about people like that. I might see if I can get him on the show and have him firsthand talk about his kind of story, because I always had people at university when I went for a little bit before I went to culinary school, and even in culinary school I said, you know, you may find success and it may be in a totally different field. Who knows? Just be open-minded to whatever you do, whether, you know, if my conversation fully takes off and I get paid for it, I want to make sure I'm not the last DJ. I want to be able to say what I want to say without someone saying, oh, well, you know, you can't say that. No, I can't say what I want to say, you know, because like I told my wife, I said, guess what, honey? She goes, what, dear? I said, you want to know how Everton did over the weekend? Because, you know, your favorite team, since she's mad that United got rid of Wayne Rooney, I said, let me see. How did they do? Oh, they lost to Burnley 1-0. She goes, no way. I said, yep. Manchester United 4-0 over Crystal Palace, and two of the goals are from Fellaini. Not that it matters, because Crystal Palace hasn't scored at all. They haven't won a game and haven't scored a goal yet. Wah, wah, wah. But, you know, of course, Man City beat Chelsea 1-0 to stay in the lead by goal difference. And now I guess Wayne Rooney, his team's not doing that great. And Fellaini is wanting, like, to talk about money now that he's actually... Now that he scored goals against Crystal Palace, who hasn't scored a goal or won all season long, and, you know, okay, if Fellaini keeps this up and scores two or three goals here or there, okay, like in a month scores four or five goals, and he's doing it against Chelsea and Man City. If he scores two goals against Man City or Chelsea, okay, I'll take my crow and eat it. But I don't see Fellaini scoring two goals against a Chelsea or Man City. I'm not saying he won't. I just don't see it. Yeah, he scored two goals, but that was against Crystal Palace, who hasn't scored a goal or won a game all season. I mean, I mean, when I heard that Everton lost to Burnley, I'm like, oh, I didn't get to see any games because I was out at the feast all weekend. And I was like, because I'm really, I'm a fan of Rooney.
No, you're not. Don't say you are.
Yes, I am. Okay. Yeah, and you just, I will be like Bill Graham right now. Shut your hole, putt. That's what Bill Graham said to a guy when he. But no, what I'm saying, I support Rooney. He's just not Manchester United quality anymore. I wish he was. Well, just look at how good he's doing at Everton. He scored one goal. He scored four last year when Cristiano Ronaldo scored like 40. And they're about the same age. So put that one in your crack pipe and, you know. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. There's about 90 seconds left. But check out Shave Nation if you get a chance. Geo Fat Boy on YouTube. He embodies what I do, what I talk about on this show a lot, about people that stand as not a Republican or Democrat, but as an American, that I'm not just going to rely on the government. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to do something. And that's what we need more of that. We need more people that are, I'm going to take it upon myself to make this country great. I believe that there's in this country, and I want to try to change that in a positive way, not just sitting out there bashing windows and breaking windows and burning houses. And I want to try to do something, affect change. Why do you feel oppressed? How can we change that so you don't feel that way? What can happen? You know, like Billy Ocean said, a song I relate to, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. I've had people at work and say, because when I basically had a broken foot, when I broke all those toes, man, you set the bar high for us. We kind of have to come to work when we're hurt, because you did. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, our lives, our fortunes, and a sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.